the empress of the cultural renaissance of the city of Detroit, the Motor City's own, Kim Weston.
That's what you are. Unforgettable. But my man here in Detroit, he loves me the best. I'm an evil gal, and I need an evil man. Oh, but I'm down in my dump since I lost him to Uncle Sam. Tell you if you want to be happy, don't hang around with me. And for those of you that believe, happy Easter to you. And I'd like to say that it's a pleasure being here on a paying gig. You know what I mean? I'm only serious about that, but anyway, this is my first time having the pleasure of working in orchestra hall. For those of you that are laughing, and those of you that don't know what they are laughing about, I'm called the benefit queen, you know. And I'm only starving here in Detroit, so I would like for you, for me, to give Allied Associates a hand for a paying gig, okay? I'm only serious. As Mr. Ingram said to you before, that we were going to do some songs from the late, great Miss Lady D. And this medley was compiled for the bicentennial. And the band and I have been waiting for our opportunity. So here it is. Gene, you got it.
Inspiration. I wanna be loved starting tonight, instead of merely holding conversation. Yeah. you said you were mine. What a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above.
A song that was written by a young lady that, for all of you that are not aware of her, I hope the Lord blesses me to maybe give her her first gold record. I don't know if this one will make it, but she is truly one of Detroit's great writers, Miss Alma Foster. It was also, the arrangement was done by Brother Marcus Belgrave, and while we're talking about our own, how about a hand for the band and Mr. Gene Keys? They said they were tired of sitting down anyway, right? Herbie Williams. Go on with your new love.
she's through, that it's all over. No one will have to tell you that she's through.
I was really too little to come to the Paradise when it was really jumping, you know. My mama wouldn't let me go nowhere but to church. But I'm glad I'm here now. And I see what they have been talking about. This is truly one of the most fantastic places I've ever performed in for sound. And Detroit, we should be proud of Orchestra Hall. I got a little ditty here that, since this is about composers and Detroit's arrangers and all of that, a very dear friend of mine wrote a song about the city of Detroit. And that friend is me, with another friend, right. And it all came about during the time when Mayor Young was talking about, he first started talking about moving Detroit forward. And I became so inspired, I said, I'm gonna try and write me a song. And I did write it, and it turned out so good, I even recorded it, you know what I mean? And it turned out so good, I've even been singing it, and I am truly proud of it, you know? Thank you. And I'm gonna kill Jim Ingram, because he was not supposed to tell what I told him backstage, you know? Every time I get a chance to catch the mayor, you know, at a function or something, I get a chance to kiss him on the cheek or something like that, and that's what I was talking about. See, Jim, you're gonna get me in trouble with somebody, you know. But I'm sorry he wasn't back there, you know, so I could get my sugar. But anyway, Mayor Young in Detroit, this is for you, okay? Join me, if you will, on the park.
But my home would still be dear to me, and that's Detroit. Can I get some hand claps or something? That's my hometown. I'm talking about Detroit.
A city like the big D.
getting ready to go, but you've been such a marvelous audience. I wonder if I could impose on you just one more time. I'd like to hear everybody snap your finger, clap your hands, or something right here, you know. Those of you that were born from born here in Detroit, could I get you to say Detroit? But I want to hear you say it, okay? I'm gonna count to four, and then I want to hear you. 1, 2, 3, 4, Detroit. Bring it down just a little bit more, would you? Now, those of you that are from Detroit, oops, right on, honey. You from Detroit? Well, she's not only saying it, she's showing you. Can I get everybody right here? When I throw the mic out there, I want to hear you say Detroit, okay? Oh, no, we got to do it together. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, yeah. Huh. Again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Would you tear the roof off the mother this time for me? Huh? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Detroit.
Hey, uh-huh, that's what I'm talking about.
Under the musical direction of Mr. Miller Brisker.